from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, an original song and a series of fictional commercials. But first, students from Woodland Hills High School and Perry High School exchange audio messages to each other about trust and friendship.
Hi, my name is Robin. I'm 12 years old. I go to Woody High. And since y'all Perry kids asked about how our maturity level and stuff, how our lunches, our maturity level is butt, especially in my grade. I'm in 7th grade, if y'all didn't know. And the kids that are in 7th grade, they act very immature, including me. I'm not even going to lie, I'm very immature. Ethan, you're a cool person for, because, like, you gave us advice and stuff. And mind you, we're all young and stuff, and we don't know a lot of things. But I've already learned a lot of stuff in middle school. People are some snakes. And what I learned is not to trust everybody and not let people dictate what you do in your life, even though, like, it's barely the first semester. How is high school? Like, do people change over time? Because in middle school, you have all these friends. And then when you get to high school, people start acting fake.
Greetings, Woodland Hill kids. High school is basically how you make it, even though everyone says that, but it's true. Because, like, Perry, I was scared. My mom drove past, that's your high school, sweetie. And I was like, no. And then I looked on the inside. I was like, I'm going to get lost on the first day. I did. I was out of breath. I only had 2 friends my first week because I was quiet. And she was like, that's a quiet girl. So why would I talk to her? She's quiet. She won't talk to me. She's quiet. So I'm like, yeah. I met you like the second week. I first saw Destiny in Spanish class. I didn't remember her from my other classes. I just remember Spanish. She was on the last row in the front seat. When I first saw her, I was thinking, she has purple hair and she looks nice, but she might be iffy.
I don't know. I tried to talk to you a lot. I think the first time we actually started talking is when I got close to Rena, and I guess you didn't like it, and like you pulled Rena away from me. And that's how we started talking, because like Rena didn't want to leave, and then you just happened to sit there, and I was like, why don't you just join in? And you're like, we started talking after that. I saw the way you act around other people and how you treated Rena. That was pretty nice. Like, you would take care of her and you would want her to be happy and stuff. And that's when I knew I could trust you.
I didn't call you my friend for a while. You gotta go through obstacles. And you went through them all. Like you just walked through them.
My first day of school was way different than yours. My first day of school was lit. I met about 50 kids on the first day of school. It was not that tough for me. It was the second day of school that hit me like, nah, stumble.
It's different for everyone, basically. So you can't say high school is going to be fun for everyone. No, it's not. It's not. There's going to be that one kid on the bleachers every single day in gym class while the other kids is outside. It's just going to be different people.
I have to say, be yourself, honestly. The more you be yourself, the more other people will feel like they could respect you for who you're being. Because that's how I am. I'm just outgoing. I don't care what you think. And I just go for the goal. Other people be like, oh, that's cool. I want to know you. You got to know yourself before you know anybody else. And plus, if they know they could trust you and they know that you got their back, then they're going to give you what you need. Respect someone. Respect them back.
Don't be so negative going straight into high school. Just thinking everyone's going to be bad and petty and jealous of you and all that junk. Because they're not.
There's someone for everyone.
I say don't, like, be so forward with people. Because you can't be too forward nowadays and too trusting. So find people who get you.
So the whole high school thing, it's not that hard, actually. Middle school is tough, so I understand why you don't trust anybody. If you put someone on a seesaw and then put another one on the seesaw, in order to help the other one, someone has to push first. So you got to keep pushing. And the other one will push back, and you can keep going. And then you're both happy that way. Just like any one of my friends, It's hard to keep it balanced sometimes because, I won't lie, there are some drama between us. But it's like that drama puts us in a manner to where we know more about you and now we have more trust for you.
Okay, well, in Hillkids, it was nice knowing you. I say it was great hearing their opinions and stuff.
It was nice knowing you kids and nice talking to you guys. Peace. Have a good day.
Now, teen band This Is The World with a live performance of their original song entitled Along The Way. On our last segment, Propel Montour Middle School students have fun making commercials for imaginary products and services.
My name is Shane Liptak of Propel Montour Middle School. I'm in 8th grade.
My name is Andrew Pancake. I go to Propel Montour Middle School and I'm in 8th grade.
Do you think you're bad at Fortnite? Do you assume it's only because of your controller? Well, you're wrong. You're just bad.
Get good.
You're bad because you don't have any skills within the game.
Get good.
But don't worry. Shane and Andrew are here to teach you how to become pro-level players. Do you want to become a famous Twitch streamer or YouTuber? You just might not be good enough to get people to watch you.
Get good.
And if you're not funny, you have no reason for people to watch you. But don't worry. We're going to teach you how to build. We're going to teach you how to aim. We're even going to teach you the best loot routes in order to win most of your games. If you would like to sign up,
go to Fiverr.com and search up Pro Fortnite Lessons and then call us at 1-800-GET-GOOD.
So for we have monthly prices or yearly prices for a year of Fortnite Lessons. It's going to be about $450. It's kind of expensive, but it's going to be helpful in the long run. Or you could do monthly for just $39.99 a month. Do.
Get good.
I'm Eric in 8th grade. I'm Jerome. I'm in eighth grade.
Propel Montour. Yo, what's up, Jerome? What you need?
My mom just gave me some nasty vegetables. You got some seasoning?
Man, I hate that. My mom tried to give me asparagus. I was like, who eats asparagus? But no, I don't got no seasoning, but I do have Tasty Spray, the one and only.
What is Tasty Spray?
You tired of your mom putting nasty vegetables on your plate? Don't you want something that tastes good but still healthy for you? Try Tasty Spray. It tastes a nasty spray, but to your mom, it looks like you're still loving your vegetables. It's just a simple spraying the product on your food. It makes it taste good and it's still healthy for you.
Mm-mm. Tastes like chicken.
It makes it taste good and it's still healthy for you.
Yeah, last night my mom gave me asparagus. I sprayed it with some Tasty Spray. It was so good. It wanted to make me slap my mama.
Call now to get Tasty Spray at 1-800-999-9995.
$19.99 online.
This product does not contain anything that may harm you. It's flammable. Don't put it by fire. And it's also organic.
Hi, my name is Ethan Schlosser. I'm 13 years old and I go to Propel Montour Middle School and High School.
My name is Lauren Song. I am 13 years old and I am in 8th grade at Propel Montour.
Are you tired of always having to make a decision when it comes to buying an oven?
No.
Do you like to cook?
No.
Then you should buy the gas electric oven.
Gas. I mean...
Watch as the electric current going through the oven lights the gas, or even when you're cooking something, you can switch halfway through. And now watch as our fabled chef, Gorgon Pansy, cooks on this mechanical marvel. Sizzle noise.
Fantastic.
Hear that noise. You can own this amazing machine for only 10 payments of $199.99.
Nice.
Buy within 30 seconds of this commercial and you can get the cooking set by Gorgon Pansy for half off.
Buy now if you call 412-767-6767. Any explosions from the oven or not because of us.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.